Welcome. This recording might be very time sensitive, and yet it is useful for all times when there are things going on that we are lifting up for healing, for shifting, for expanding consciousness. We are focusing today on Tucson, Arizona, and again, this can go wherever else it's needed at any other point in time. We have several situations in this time of great change. We're in June of 2020, and all of those who are on the call today, plus all of those who listen, we ask that we go into a very, very deep place, each time deeper and deeper within ourselves, to find that wonderful, amazing self, who we truly are within. And we just allow that self as it comes forward, more and more forward within us, to bring us to what we will bring together today as we create from this platform a joint, energetic, spiritual process for assistance, for opportunities to heal, as was presented earlier. For the great statements of most beneficial outcome that were also presented from all of our words, our wishes, our hopes, our love, our places of peace, as we call forth the light into each one of ourselves, more and more that essence, whatever you choose to call that, the very basicness of our beingness. We also call it forth into all the people involved, past, present, and future, because there is a great past that is lifting from this processes we are in. We ask for these three situations to receive what is most important. And if there is anything we are not thinking to call exactly for, we call now and ask Spirit to bring that through, so I'm asking it to be called, even if we don't know it in our conscious minds, what would be most helpful. For eons of time that have gone before, for the eons of time that are coming after, for this moment of great transition. Even the mainstream media is talking about a turning point. And this point is that so there are several areas which we spoke about. We have the COVID-19 virus situation throughout the world, and particularly here in Tucson, where the numbers have been rising. The people are free to go around. There is some concerns about the number of ICU beds and emergency services in many of the hospitals. This is throughout the state of Arizona, as well as this city. And by the way, there is a golden city above this area. Some people see it underground, some people see it above, but it is one of the places where there's an energetic structure, and we call on that to help us, to guide us, and whatever renewal it needs. We are again here to renew, to heal. In this time of great renaissance, to receive peace, to receive guidance, to work together better. We are also dealing with a period where we have just had, and again, this is throughout the world as well as here and throughout the country, more massive protests than anyone can ever remember, focusing on a number of things, particularly racial inequality, that has been one of the shadows of the United States, which was formed at a time when it was very prevalent on the planet. And there's a continued thread, which we are releasing now as I'm speaking, which went through the great Civil War we had. Testing whether this nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. And it did, and it has, and it will continue as we fortify ourselves with love, with blessings, with healing energies, with renewal. And we have basically a third area right now, which we will focus on more, which is the current fires. They're in Arizona. Several of them are in Tucson. We bring in our gratitude and thanks for everyone who is assisting, again, locally and globally. All of those healthcare workers, all of those protesters, all of the police who are keeping the peace during the protesting, and other organizations, National Guard, all emergency workers, and then particularly the firemen, the dispatchers, the helicopter and plane pilots, the liaisons. We begin now to allow ourselves, with all of these situations going on, as we're lifting everything, to focus more specifically on the fires. We have the air element from the COVID. We have the fire element from the fire. We ask the elementals to help us to see clearly, to feel, to know what's going on. What can we do? What can we bring in? How can we move either within ourselves today, which is just as important, or without ourselves? And as we spoke earlier, to all of the kingdoms, the mineral kingdom, which includes the very basis of the mountain ranges. Tortolitas and Catalinas here in Tucson. The solidity they have provided for eons of time. The strength. That includes crystals in the mineral. When I say the mineral kingdom, includes all kinds of those elements. And if you and however you choose to put them, we are going to call on help and consciousness and sending our love also to the plant kingdom. The consciousness which knows it is shifting. As they're not alive anymore, as we would see it. And yet their spirit has helped this great, great renaissance. The renewal of the renaissance. This is a time of great change. That is based on love, compassion, peace, freedom. The self living through humanity in a way that has never been possible in the third dimensional world. We allow ourselves to move into that future. Move into that future. We have also the animal kingdom. We're asking for what's, again, best for the highest good. And we are including all the creatures, the birds, the insects, the microbes, the one-celled vehicles. And anything else we have not called on. We're going to take a moment to just be with all of these requests, as we're also requesting rain. These fires were started by lightning. We request all of the elements of Mother Earth, Mother Earth's essence herself, to come and bring the rain that will help a very parched area of the planet. Even though it's not a normal time of rain, in our hottest month of the year, June, we ask for this rain to come in the very right time, as soon as possible. And we spend a moment now to feel it, to know it's here, to smell it, as was mentioned. to smell it, to feel it, to know it. From other parts of the country to bring it. To lift the floods. And bring the rain. Where there's burning and dryness. We ask for each individual listening at this time and each individual joining at another level of consciousness, joining our efforts to feel, see, notice, experience the greatness of this request and all the requests we've been making. And again, for all of the people involved, including the people whose homes have been threatened, businesses, to allow the caring for each other. The unity, the coming together, while maintaining individuality and yet coming together in ways never before. We open ourselves and we ask for each one of you to add whatever it is you most want in this prayer that we're putting out, and it's in this intention setting call for what we can co-create as we learn how to co-create in this time of great change. We know there are systems of government, systems of healthcare, that are changing and need to change. We know there are elections, which also need integrity, ease, and grace. Honesty, as humanity is rising up to the occasion. So go inside for a few moments. I'm going to be bringing some sound through. And allow yourself to find your part. First, connect in to your heart center, to the depth of your beingness, to a column of light within. However you do it, in your own way, to begin to call forth the light of every one of us. And go into a very, very deep place. And then we will have a time to bring through for the whole group, just very briefly, whatever your contribution is. And if you choose not to speak, that is just as valuable. Silence. After the sounds, just go into the silence. Mahawaya Hanamaheya Halawaya e katseka fo for namaya wahala ya yakatse hey. Anamala we wea he o safea. O safea e namaya wa wala. Hala wea, the oceans are coming to help. All of the plant, animal, and mineral kingdoms and the spirits that help, as well as humanity, and all the spirits that help there, are coming together to help from all over the globe. Into the silence and have your own experience of what you can be bringing through. Gently and slowly feel yourself in the fullness that you have with yourself more embodied. feel Mother Earth beneath your feet. Allow her energy to embody you. She is made of the same elements that we are. So don't, we're not, well, we're going to come out a little bit, but I just want anyone, I'm going to unmute, who has something to share about what struck them, what they brought in, any, just a bit of very, very brief comment, so that we can all join what you found, and then we'll go back in briefly to bring all of those. And I'm trying to talk a little louder now to bring us back, but I don't want to come to complete consciousness. We're unmuted. If there's one person who's still muted, but you can unmute if you want. Who would like to speak?
This is Tanya. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I began a concern, and it for the lungs, and Gaia started, like, had this real cool cauldron, and she started mixing different things because, you know, the smoke can cause a lot of stress and affect our well-being and breathing and the respiratory shortness of breath. So she was like putting peppermint and chamomile and turmeric and licorice root and marshmallow root and lavender and echinacea and reishi mushroom and mullein and what's that? It's a lobelia and tulsi, everything to help assess. And then she was mixing it around, and everyone can breathe it in to assist.
Awesome. Thank you.
And a special little packet, like, to go around the neck. Right, sitting right on the heart.
Awesome. We'll talk later, too, about this. Who's next? Does anyone else want to share? I don't want to call on anyone and have them not want to share. I'm looking at Cheryl's name and the way it's spelled, and then I'm saying, but it's pronounced Cheryl. Joke. Does Cheryl want to share all? And if you don't, just say no. Or don't even say anything. Cheryl, Carol, Bobby is muted, and we can We can move on if no one else wants to share, that's fine. So we're going back in. I'm going to mute everyone. Some of you are already muted. I'm going to mute everyone and just bring in the ending energies. Mother Earth is coming through and would like to come and be with everyone, each individual, as well as the group. I'm experiencing her energy coming up from below, up through my body, up through our platform, allowing her energy to radiate out to wherever needed. Just breathe in that essence. Begin to know who she is at a deeper level. She is very grateful that we care about the mountains, the fire, all of the kingdoms, all of the elements. And she is now aligning the elements for this part of the town that we're talking about, this part of the country, in a way that they were not aligned before. And she is asking that we help with this alignment in those times of our other times of prayer and healing, to allow this alignment to come to the earth. She is very grateful that we would do this, as she is bringing through this new alignment of everything, earth, all of the kingdoms, but all of the elements and elementals and all of the inner earth is starting to come into alignment a little bit. And then everything from the crust up through the outer part of the world, including the humans. But this is mostly for restructuring and realigning. All I know how to say is the elements and the elementals. The kingdoms. We are going to end by, on a count of three, my saying the phrases. 1, 2, 3. So be it, so it is. It is done.